This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on a patient named Mary Tedford, last name T-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Our place was Mission Point of Flint. The date was February the 13th, 2022. New paragraph, patient profile. Ms. Tedford is a 71-year-old female who transferred here from Regency, where she was at for rehab after hospitalization period. New paragraph, chief complaint, weakness, and she had a recent episode of diabetic ketoacidosis and diabetes period. She says she just doesn't feel well today, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mrs. Tedford was hospitalized a few weeks ago at McLaren because of diabetic ketoacidosis, period. This was had improved and she was transitioned to subcutaneous insulin after IV insulin hydration period. She went to Regency period. She had no specific symptoms then, and she was given some therapy but then moved here at about the 10th of February period. New paragraph, today she remains symptoms that she just doesn't feel well, period. However, I could not get her to be specific, period. She is weak, but she could stand up with my help, period. She denied any nausea or any cardiac or respiratory symptoms, period. She denied feeling feverish, period. She denied any specific physical complaints, but stated I just want to go home, period. She did seem a bit depressed, and she was slightly tearful, period. When she was hospitalized for the DK, diabetic ketoacidosis, she had acute encephalopathy and was confused, period. She did gradually improve after a week or so, period. She recalls little over hospitalization, period. She had a hard time listing her major medical problems, period. However, she's awake and alert, and she's stable with respect to her vitals, period. She did have a sugar of 400, though, this afternoon, period. New paragraph. She denies any polyuria or polydipsia and denies any chest pain or cough. New paragraph, review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills or major weight change. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies hearing problems, period. No sore throat, hoarseness, or dysphagia. Respiratory, no cough, sputum, or dyspnea, or wheezing. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, no acute arthralgias.
Hello? Hey, well, I'm just doing a dictation now, and then I'm going to leave after that, so I'll probably be home. What? Have you eaten yet? Well, either one, the chili is fine. There's also still leftover Chinese food that I had from a few days ago, but either one. If you got enough chili, we can have chili. That would be fine. Okay. Bye.
New paragraph, do you know dysuria or hematuria? Musculoskeletal denies acute arthralgias, period. CNS, no headaches, fainting or seizures. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no change in temperature tolerance, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes mellitus, period. She had an episode of diabetic ketoacidosis recently, period. Major depressive disorder, acute, I'll just say coronary artery disease, history of pneumonia, history of acute kidney injury, history of COVID-19 infection, coronary, aortic coronary bypass graft, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, hyperlipidemia, idiopathic peripheral autonomic neuropathy, essential hypertension, congestive heart failure, peripheral arterial disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease. New paragraph, family history. She has limited insight into this period. She states her mother is alive at 100 and is not aware of any illnesses, period. She states her father has passed away and was relatively healthy, period. Records mention that there is coronary artery disease and hypertension in the family, period. New paragraph, allergies and unknown. New paragraph. Oh, social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse period. She was living in an apartment before her hospitalization. New paragraph, medications. Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily period. Lantus 36 units twice a day. Protonix 20 milligrams daily. Mylanta 10 mL every 4 hours is needed for heartburn or gas. Meclizine 25 milligrams every 12 hours period. Lisinopril 5 milligrams PO daily. Duoneb by nebulizer every 4 hours is needed. She's on aspart insulin, the scale. Gabapentin 300 milligrams twice a day. Ergocalciferol 50,000 units weekly. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams nightly. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours. PRN for pain. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Just doesn't feel well, period. She does seem to feel a bit depressed. Blood pressure 134 over 64, temperature 97.8, pulse 105, respiratory rate 18. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extra ocular movements intact. Oral mucosa is normal, ears normal inspection, hearing seemed adequate, neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, this one is two, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS cranial is grossly normal, sensation intact, and she can move all limbs, period. She has severe lower extremity weakness, but that's symmetrical, period. She could flex her thighs and hips and move her toes, and she could stand with only minimal support needed, period. Skin, very trace sacral wound, not severe. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion was just slightly reduced, but not by much, period. Knees have no inflammation or effusion. Hand grip was good. New paragraph assessment and plan one. Mrs. Tedford has diabetes mellitus, and she comes to us on Lantus 36 units twice a day plus Novolog to scale. I'll observe on that to see how much she needs, period. One sugar was up, but others have been better, period. I will order a scheduled dose of Novolog 5 minutes twice, three times a day before meals in addition to the scale, period. She does not have evidence of ketoacidosis at the moment, period. Two, she has hypertension, currently stable with lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has coronary artery disease and L-carnitine Plavix 75 milligrams daily and atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily and aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. Six, there's some history of urinary retention. I'll continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily, period. She denies any urinary symptoms at the moment, period. New paragraph. For dizziness, she may continue meclizine 25 milligrams every 12 hours if needed, period. New paragraph, she has COPD and I'll continue Duoneb every 4 hours if needed, period. Currently, she was not short of breath, period. New paragraph, she has debility and will be evaluated by OT and PT, period. Her goal is to return home, and that's a reasonable goal, to go back to her apartment, period. I'll follow her at Heritage, and she's been my patient at the senior apartment as well, period. Now, this is Dr. Schumacher. I will add Zoloft for depression, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Hmm.